There's something about science fiction and television which seems to bring out insanity. Another funny story happened around the making of another pilot, science fiction pilot movie, and it was called Genesis 2. And this, I'm delighted you saw that too. It was the story of a future dark ages after our society had fallen, in which we were trying to build a society with new values. And I think as a pilot for a potential science fiction series, it offered all of the breadth and story opportunities of Star Trek. And it's not generally known that we did have this series sold tentatively to an unnamed network. I shouldn't have been there in the first place. The same network I took Star Trek to some 12 years ago, explained it for 2 hours, and then they shook their heads and said, no, we have a show of our own, a much more sophisticated adult science fiction called Lost in Space. Well, up to then, we were the highest rated Thursday night movie of the week with this network when they obtained and bought what was really a very good science fiction motion picture. It was a full motion picture called Planet of the Apes, and a very good one. It was the first one that was directed by Franklin Schaffner. The Planet of the Apes went 18 Nielsen points higher than our show. Those of you who are students of American television no doubt know what went on in the programming office there. They said, I think we know now what science fiction is. It's apes. The public wants apes. Which created considerable panic at the studio where I'd made Genesis 2. They said, quick, isn't there some way we can add apes to Genesis 2? Part of the fun of our industry, as any other, is dealing with the front office suggestion. And in this case, a very junior executive came in and suggested the possibility that we could have an animal of our own, that perhaps man's best friend had somehow evolved by then to a hind-legged species of talking dog. And intending to be sarcastic, I said, wait, I've had a brain flash. I'm thinking of an animal that can give our show an underwater dimension too, a turtle man creature. I waited for my laugh. I looked around the room. I realized it was all over with Genesis 2. They were taking my suggestion seriously.